presidential motorcade had just passed through heavy crowds in downtown Dallas.
Destroying the media lies and dismantling the narratives. One story at a time. It's the Adrian Slade Show.
This entire invasion by Hamas, a terrorist organization in the Gaza Strip against Israel, is just causing many people to show their true colors, whether it be the entire Harvard University staff and student body, whether it be those on the left who are supporting Palestine, which isn't even a real thing, and even those on the right. You've got people that are going, well, you know, we can't really allow Israel to go in and kill people in Gaza because they're going to kill children. And that's the leftist talking point. The leftist talking point from Ilhan Omar and Mehdi Hassan on MSNBC and all of these idiots who are out there. They're like, well, you know, Gaza is full of kids. It's half kids. Yeah, it's so full of kids. It's called Kidsachusetts. And we don't want to bomb the kids. Right? We don't want to bomb the city of Kidsachusetts, the great state of Kidsachusetts, but you know what? We are going to allow Israel to do what they need to do. We're going to allow them to respond in kind or above and beyond, because what happened with Hamas was unbelievable. But to watch people on our side, to watch, you know, Jason Whitlock, of all people, who I really respect, go after Ben Shapiro because Ben Shapiro has thoughts on his country's, you know, because he's Jewish, his country's assault by Hamas. And we're going to equivocate that to Building 7 collapsing as being some sort of weird false flag conspiracy theory, just because some of the news outlets that reported babies being beheaded are from outlets that you don't really always get good news from. That doesn't mean they're always wrong. That doesn't mean that the BBC, yeah, they're not right on a lot of stuff, but they were right on this one, and it was all confirmed by IDF troops. It was all confirmed by reporters, eyewitness accounts of these babies. But we're going to turn around and talk like Building 7, which actually was collapsed by Building 1 and 2. World Trade Center 1 and 2 collapsed. 3 and 4 collapsed. Hotels around it collapsed. And if you go on YouTube and watch the newly uploaded videos from people who were there that day on 9/11, who have finally turned around and converted their old videos to digital formats and upload them on YouTube, you can see a lot of this stuff. You can see the fires in the hallways of Building 7. You can see fuel, flaming fuel, dripping down on the sides of World Trade Center 1. I never saw that on TV because you wouldn't have seen it on TV from the angles that they had it. So it's obvious that these conspiracy theories somehow brought Jason Whitlock to question what was going on. But then at the same time, he's probably picked it up from Tucker Carlson, who's talking about how the fentanyl issue in America was an issue similar to what's happened in Israel. But that's 100% wrong, because, you know, the girl that was dancing at the rave who ended up in the back of the truck with her legs broken and stripped down to her underwear and beaten unconscious, she wasn't trying to get a quick fix off of a bump of fentanyl. You know, the girl that was beaten, raped, and then burned alive in front of everybody while they cheered and threw lighter fluid on her? Yeah, she wasn't jacking up with the belt on her arm trying to get a quick fix, you know, like a ministry video. But then we've got, I mean, it's insane what I've seen online and what I'm seeing from our own side, who's saying, well, you know, Israel's had its problems too. Well, yeah, I don't support the Israeli government. I do stand by the Jews. I'm biblically commanded by God to support the Jews. Those that support the Jews will be blessed by God. Those who go against the Jews will be cursed by God. That doesn't mean I support Benjamin Netanyahu. That doesn't mean I support their government, who spied on Donald Trump. They were part of the Five Eyes in the spying that went on. You know, I don't support the fact that they tried to, Benjamin Netanyahu couldn't decouple the judicial system the way that he wanted to. So now corruption runs amok in their government. The fact that they're doing pride marches, I mean, the fact that they, you know, the rave that they were having was for peace, but it was a mostly agnostic and almost atheist parade with Buddha statues. It's almost like, you know, when Moses comes down and Aaron's like, I don't know what's going on. And we're watching them dance to the golden calf. I don't know if this was some sort of judgment that God allowed. I don't know. But I will say that there are things I cannot like about Israeli government that doesn't make me wish harm on the Jewish people. But at the same time, I can also say that Palestine, which isn't even a real thing, they elected Hamas as their leadership. They can be bombed by Israel because their leaders don't care about their citizens enough to worry about them. And you know, they don't care so much because they hide their weapons under schools, under hospitals, under daycare centers, so that when Israel has to bomb, well, they have to send a little knock bomb. You know, a little bomb goes, boom, and everybody goes, what was that? They might be coming to bomb us. Let's get out so that they can bomb the munition site underneath where these innocent people are. That's how far Israel goes to give a nice, clean war as far as they can give it. But when you have a country that doesn't even have a sewage system, because they take that money, the financial aid that they get from other countries, and they use it to just buy rockets. They don't buy infrastructure. They don't build up, you know, streets and build up, sewage systems. And then to the point where Israel sent them a sewage system of pipes, and they turned those pipes into rockets. They found pipes, sewage pipes, as a part of rockets in Israel when they bombed them out of the sky. I don't have time for people like that don't have their facts in a row. They don't have their ideas fleshed out, and they're purely going off the fact that they, and I don't know if it's because it's a lot of the Democrats that fled from the crazy communist Democrats that we're seeing standing with Palestine right now to the GOP under Trump. I have a feeling that has a lot to do with it, because there's a ton of them. And that's why you have these crazy pushbacks and these crazy narratives that they go with on the Trump side. Not all of them, but just a good collection of them. And so they would be the first to go, well, you know, Israel's a bunch of Zionists. We can, again, disagree with what happens with their government, but we can still support them defending themselves and hopefully eradicating Gaza so that Gaza doesn't attack them again. They need to be punched in the nose so hard that, like Hiroshima, you know, what's left stands up and goes, oh, we don't want to do that again. And then they become one of our closest allies. That's what needs to happen. The bully needs to be smashed in the nose. And I know it's been a while since I've done a podcast. I'm working on a big one that I've been putting together, and I was just about to release it, and then all this started happening. So I kind of held off, and I figured I just can't take it anymore. I got to talk about this, because this is insane. I mean, everything that's going on with, especially with the Palestinian stuff. You know, here's the thing with Palestine. This goes back to Rome. It goes back to King Hadrian. These are things that people have not been taught that they should be taught. You know, I saw somebody post a map of the Middle East back around 1947. And there's this big Palestine in the middle of it. And they were like, see, Palestine was here. And then Israel took it over. I'm like, well, you know, history started before 1947. You know, if you really want to go back to history with Israel, you would go back to the beginning in Genesis, where God tells the Israelites, I'm freeing you from Egypt. I'm taking you to the Holy Land. Eradicate these savages and take the land and make it your holy nation. And what do they do? Oh, they didn't eradicate them. They kind of found a way to go into the land of Canaan and hang out with the Canaanites. And, you know, we don't want to kill them all. We're going to be nice to some of them. And problems ensued ever since. And throughout the Bible, there are many times where Israel goes off the rails, starts worshiping golden calves. They start, you know, worshiping pagan idols. And the next thing you know, God allows judgment upon them, where he takes his hand of protection off of them. And then the Assyrians come through and destroy this, you know, city. Read into Isaiah. You got the Babylonians coming in. So, and then Rome. And that's what takes us to, you know, what happened with Palestine. This is from some of the texts the links that I have. I'll provide them on my Twitter page. The territory of Judea, home territory of the kings of the United Kingdom of Israel,
became Syria Palestina, named after Israel's enemy, the Philistines, a biblical sea people, which they were actually Greek, to mock Israel and the chosen people, and to subsequently made up the terms Palestine and Palestinians. That's how they were born. The Roman Emperor Hadrian cursed the Jewish people and decreed that Judea should be henceforth called Palestine after the Philistines, an ancient enemy of Israel that had disappeared from the world stage more than 600 years earlier. It was his final twist of the knife and the legacy after wars, massacres, persecutions, and exiles that had largely extinguished the Jewish presence from Judea. Hadrian sought to change the identity and sever from them their ancestry by renaming the land of Syria, Palestina, after the Philistines in the Bible, enemies of Israel. Although not Arabs, Hadrian then made it worse. He renamed Jerusalem, already 1,000 years old Jewish capital, Alenia Capitolina, and turned it into a pagan city. So all of you people out there flexing about Palestine and the free Palestine, queers for Palestine, they'd be throwing them people off of buildings. You have to realize that Palestine isn't even a real thing. Israel is. It's been that way since the beginning of time. And the fact that we are acting as though this is some sort of, colonist government that's have illegal settlements and all this BS. We're learning who are our real champions, who are the real thought leaders in this event. And we're learning many on the right are not to be trusted because they're falling for this stuff. They're falling right in line. They're the ones going, well, you know, Israel should not be able to respond because, you know, there's some babies and women that might get killed. Who was killed in Israel when they paratrooped in, like Black Lives Matter posted about? Another fraudulent organization, Black Lives Matter, buying large mansions. Those guys had everybody donating to them. Target, Walmart, Instagram, everybody had a black square when George Floyd was murdered or, you know, died of fentanyl in the hands of the police that they exploited into some sort of event that they can catapult their Marxist ideology off of. Patrice Cullors and Garcia, they're all Marxist. They've said so themselves. We knew they were Marxists. Go back to one of my earliest podcasts where we break down their connection to the Freedom Road Socialist Organization. And we bring the ties of Marxism together with BLM. BLM was only it's like the LGBTQ. It's like the climate change, which is going to be the big podcast that I'm about to release on climate change being the battering ram for the communists around the world. This is what it is. It's all of these organizations try to pretend to be advocates of whatever they're pushing for. Veganism, body positivity, climate change. It's all just a battering ram for communism. And Black Lives Matter was too. And they get out there and on their Twitter page, they post a paramilitary vehicle that they use to fly in and kill people in Israel at the music festival. The paragliders, they have that on in black and they have a little Palestinian flag and they say, "We stand with Palestine." These people, this is global too. I'm telling you, you cannot have a world government without removing sovereignty. And this is why I did the podcast on Bolsonaro. This is why, and how they stole the election from him and then try to put him in jail. This is why they're doing that to Donald Trump. They steal the election from him. They're trying to put him in jail. This is why they have Justin Trudeau in. And so to get rid of sovereignty, you got to get rid of a biblical sovereign nation. And the Jews are not going to let that go down. Now, there's some secular Jews because back in the day, after World War II, the Jews that are not really, followers of God, the secular Jews, the ones you see in the Democrat Party voting against their own native people in all types of their policies, They're the ones who support communists. They're the ones who wanted Israel, their nation, to be set up in Crimea. They wanted it set up in Kyiv. There was even a proposal to put it in Japan. But they put it where God's people wanted it. And that's the way it was supposed to be. And the secular Jews, you know, they don't have any affinity toward and any fidelity towards God. So this is why you're seeing what you're seeing. But the shakeout is unbelievable. We're seeing the shakeout. We're seeing people show their allegiances, show where they stand. And we need to make note of these people, because even people on the right need to be noted as ones that we cannot trust, because they don't fully believe in the principles that we believe in. I'm Adrian Slade. Thanks for tuning in to this quick podcast. The next podcast should be dropping very soon. It's going to be the full podcast. And we'll see you guys next time.
This is Adrian Slade.